The United Nations Security Council, which is responsible for maintaining peace and security throughout the world, has responded to a recent nuclear bomb test by North Korea. The 15-member council unanimously approved new sanctions, economic punishments on the country. The idea is that by hurting North Korea's economy, these sanctions will pressure the communist nation to consider giving up its nuclear and missile programs, which the UN considers illegal. North Korea believes these weapons will deter anyone from wanting to attack the nation and help its government stay in power. Economic sanctions have not stopped North Korea in the past, but the new ones, which were drawn up by the U.S., have some new goals. They include stopping other countries from doing certain types of business with North Korea, banning the country from selling its textiles overseas, and limiting the amount of oil that North Korea can import. The U.S. originally wanted to ban all international shipments of oil to North Korea, but it had to revise the sanctions to be less severe out of concerns that Russia or China, a North Korean ally, would have vetoed them and kept the measures from getting passed.
When it comes to United Nations Security Council resolutions, you can't always get what you want. But diplomats, through negotiations, can come to an agreement. And that's what we saw with the United States, Russia, and China, this watered-down resolution. But U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, says it still hits Pyongyang hard.
These are by far the strongest measures ever imposed on North Korea. They give us a much better chance to halt the regime's ability to fuel and finance its nuclear and missile programs.
The South Korean government welcomed the new sanctions, saying they thought very highly of them, but they did leave the door open for diplomacy, urging North Korea to come to the negotiating table. Pyongyang warned of unbearable consequences if these sanctions were passed, but for the average South Korean, they don't take these kind of threats too seriously. They've had six decades of fiery rhetoric from the North. But the one thing they are concerned about is a North Korea with a nuclear weapon. And that's why we've seen this two-pronged approach. On one side, you see a strong show of force through military exercises. On the other side, you see the South Koreans working with the international community through diplomacy to try to pressure North Korea to give up their nuclear program. Ian Lee, CNN, Seoul.